There it is. Got to get our little beginning of Morpheus, don't we?
The Matrix is a system, Neo. That system is our enemy. When you're inside, you look around, what do you see? Businessmen, teachers, lawyers, carpenters. The very minds of the people we are trying to save. But until we do, these people are still a part of that system, and that makes them our enemy. Have to understand, most of these people are not ready to be unplugged.
Nope.
And many of them are so inert, so hopelessly dependent on the system, that they will fight to protect it. Were you listening to me, Neo? Or were you looking at the woman in the red dress?
The daily question here on the Mark Breslin Show. Are you paying attention to the real problem, or are you watching the woman in the red dress? Are you distracted by the Trumpster, by the potential of Hillary being indicted? Oh, that'll fix things if we just get Hillary in jail. It's just kind of, you know, it's funny. It's kind of like the whole issue with Islamic terrorists. Oh, if we kill Obama, then that'll, I mean, Bin Laden, sorry about that. If we kill Bin Laden, then that'll solve all the problems. If we kill Zakari, whatever that guy's name was over there, that'll solve all the problems. Folks, the problem is systemic. It's not one person. One person just carries on the problem. So Hillary going to jail means what? We get Joe Biden or we get John Kerry emerges from the depths of his hole wherever he's living in now, or Howard Dean jumps back in the race, or what's her name up there, and oh gosh, Pocahontas, whatever her name is, I can't remember what her name is now. I mean, it's foolhardy to look at these presidential candidates and believe that somehow either preventing one from becoming the president or one to become the president fixes the problem, just like it was foolhardy to believe, oh, we kill Osama bin Laden. He's been dead now for, what, 7 years? And I think there's still Islamic terrorism out there. You know, correct me if I'm wrong on this, but I'm pretty sure there are still bombings going on. In fact, I'm pretty sure we've had a couple here in our country. Didn't we just, in the hashtag the American Union, I should say, didn't we just have one a few weeks ago in Orlando? But wait a minute. Let me see. We were told that if we cut the head off the snake, then there won't be any more terrorism because this is all happening because of Osama bin Laden. Well, it's the same with Hillary. So what if she goes to jail? So what if they revisit this, you know, her criminal behavior? I mean, folks, can you really believe that that solves anything? This is not even an ideological struggle between the left and the right, folks. This is a struggle about who gets their hand on a massive, bloated, unbelievably powerful, bipartisan corrupt, morally bankrupt, de facto versus de jure, national, masquerading as a federal government. That's all we have right now. The battle is who gets to control it. And sadly, millions upon millions of people are going to run off to the polls November, whatever day in November the vote is, and they're going to vote for either their guy or anti the other person. And it's going to mean absolutely nothing because this bipartisan, corrupt, morally bankrupt national government is on autopilot. It's been on autopilot for a very long time. It does what it does, no matter who's in charge. There's too many people making a living off of the $3 trillion being sucked out of the economy every year. We've talked about this quite a few times. Look at the parasitic bureaucratic class. These people make their living off of regulating your lives, controlling it. It's how they, what a sick way to make a living. Can you imagine that? What do you do for a living? Oh, I control people's lives. Well, how much you get paid for that? Oh, you know, I'm a GS-14. I'm right up there around 110,000 bucks a year. So what does it mean you control people's lives? Well, I write regulations all day. That's what I do. I sit and I tinker with how things are done in this country. And then I propose these regulations that have the weight of law, and we pretend that we get public opinion on them. Really, all we're ever doing is entertaining lobbyists that come into our agency and tell us why they need this regulation. And heck, man, I'm pulling down $10,000 a month to do that. What a bunch of saps you guys are. You guys are paying me $100,000 a year to sit here and write regulations to control your life. And I don't even do that very much. In my 2020 work hours a year, I might spend, 40, 50 hours a year doing this. The other 1,980 years, heck, I'm reading newspapers. Folks, why would that class give up their paychecks? It's on autopilot. The federal government is going to hire a bunch of people today. Just today, Monday, the 11th of July, they are going to hire a whole bunch of people. They're going to give them paychecks. They're going to give them benefits, health care, dental, vision. They're going to give them the opportunity to enter into a pension plan in which you will pay for that. And then they will take their job, and they will either be regulators, people who decide how you're going to live your life, or they will be support to those regulators. And they're going to make their living off of this. This is what's hard for people to believe. When $3 trillion is sucked out of the economy through confiscatory taxation, typically against the will of most people, only lunatics would say, oh yeah, I think it's my patriotic duty to pay my taxes to this. I'll at least give the people in Sandy Springs, Georgia some credit when they decided they were going to settle in on a tax structure. They decided to secede from Fulton County, Georgia, in order to keep that tax money in their area, in their actual city. So at least if you're going to get forced to pay, then I would at least suggest keeping it where you are. No, we allow it to happen, and it's sent, 1,000 miles away to this swamp hole in Washington, D.C. And there it pays the salaries of these bureaucrats, this parasitic bureaucratic class up there, to run your lives. We are hanging ourselves. And yet we're going to stand up and pledge allegiance to one nation under God, indivisible, for liberty and justice for all. Well, there ain't a lot of any of that happening. There hasn't been for decades and decades, and it's not all Obama's fault. So this is a bipartisan corrupt problem that is on autopilot. There are millions of people that are not going to willingly give up their paychecks. You're asking the impossible of people who take some degree of value. They ascribe some kind of value to their job of regulating people's lives. They like it. They think it's a value. Many of them are well-meaning people. I'm not suggesting because they're a parasitic class that makes them fundamentally evil people. They have drank the Kool-Aid that we cannot live without them. A lot of them are do-gooders. In their minds, they actually believe this is I'm performing a good service. Honey, look, guess how many regulations I wrote today, honey? Kids, come around the fire here. Let me tell you about some regulations I wrote today. Folks, I'm not necessarily suggesting they're all evil people, though there are some. What I am trying to make clear is that the problem we have is not going to be solved by Hillary Clinton going to jail. The problems we have today are not going to be solved by Donald Trump becoming the president of the United States. The problems we have are systemic. The problem we have is a bipartisan, corrupt, Boy, if we cannot achieve this goal of getting people to understand the problems we face today is because you have no control over your life or little control over your life. And the reason you don't is because you stand up and salute this flag that supports this bipartisan, corrupt, morally bankrupt national government masquerading as a federal government in Washington, D.C. If we cannot get the average person to see that, if we cannot unplug them from the matrix, as Morpheus encourages Neo, if we cannot do that, then just life is going to suck for people who want to be free. That's the other side of this equation. If we don't do anything, do you honestly think things are going to get better? In what universe do things get better with this autopilot, bipartisan, corrupt, morally bankrupt system of government? I don't understand it. As a live call-in program, you can call anytime you'd like at 844-527-8723, 844-5-CRUSADE. We're live Monday through Friday, 6 a.m. Central Time to 8 a.m. Central Time. We're here for you. We're here so that you can broadcast your opinion over to your fellow listeners, of which I become one, when you call in. But can there really be a case made that life will get better with this current system of government? I don't know. I get it that change is hard. And people just abhor change because change is just difficult. But folks, if you want just, okay, well, you know, this time if we get the Republicans back in power, if you want that kind of talk, you won't find it here in the Mark Kreslin Show. You're just not going to find it here. You're not going to find it here in the Veritas Radio Network. No, we're going to push the envelope, if you will. We're going to ask you to consider alternative ways of viewing this problem. Some interesting developments over the weekend, as I'm sure you all probably are aware, the Trumpster has let out that he is now vetting two former generals to potentially be his running mate. Well, boy, I bet you a lot of people out there are cheering that, oh, you watch old Donald now. He's really going to shake up the establishment. He's going to shake up the status quo. Kreslin, you watch. We're going to put a general in the vice presidential slot there. Well, two little alarming tidbits you might want to consider before you get on the Trump train, if he decides to go this route. I have said all along, one of the benefits of Donald Trump is how unpredictable he is, how he is shaking up the status quo, how he has offered an alternative view of government under somebody who has business experience and might actually approach some of these problems, always under the auspices, always under the condition that I will not be voting for Donald Trump ever, because I do not support this illegitimate system of government. How can I vote for him? Nevertheless, he's been an interesting figure that has emerged on the political landscape and one that has to be paid attention to. Obviously, as the presumptive Republican nominee, one must pay attention to what's going on. Not that I care to spend a lot of time on anything he does, but when he does things from time to time, you know, I pop up on the radio here and I'll talk about it. Well, let's look at some of the things that have popped up with his figure, his potential running mate figure, Lieutenant General Michael Flynn. This is from the Washington Post, dated July 9th. It came out Saturday. I'm going to read just one part of this. Flynn, a registered Democrat but fierce critic of President Obama, previously ran the Defense Intelligence Agency. The people who spoke with the Washington Post on Saturday did so on the condition of anonymity to discuss their private conversations in recent days with Trump's confidants and his campaign ads. A turn toward a military figure is being driven by Trump himself rather than by his advisors, the people said, and comes as the real estate mogul is telling friends, is telling friends that national unrest may demand a, quote, tough and steady, unquote, presence alongside him on the ticket. Uh-oh. Houston, we may have a problem. The Trumpster wants to potentially have this guy as his number two, in the event national unrest appears. He wants to have a tough and steady presence alongside him on the ticket. Does that raise any alarms for anyone else out there? I'm not sure we want our standing military to have a tough and steady presence in this country. Raise any alarms with the Trumpster, the Trump train? Can you get on board the Trump train if Lieutenant General Michael Flynn, who also probably knows everything about you because he was the former head of the Defense Intelligence Agency, and don't think you are not part of the Defense Intelligence Agency's intelligence efforts, because you are as much of an enemy of the state as Bin Laden. Think it's a good idea now to have the Trumpster on the ticket, the unpredictable Trumpster? He's going to bring on a major general who has a great deal of military experience, highly decorated in his job, and he wants to have him there so that the people will appreciate a tough and steady presence should national unrest. National unrest is breaking out right now. I don't think we want the standing army to be involved in putting down a national civilian unrest, do we? Inquiring minds want to know. Is that the Trumpster you want at the helm? Who will have a... All right, does that equal we're going to put tanks in the streets of Dallas? We're going to show a military presence to scare the snot out of people down there so that they know who's in control? But Kresler, there's times you just got to put the military on the streets. Yeah, that was a great idea in Kent State, wasn't it? The military is not trained for police actions. There are law enforcement elements in all four branches of the military, but they're a very small part of the military. The U.S. military is not trained for police activity actions in your cities. You do not want them there. You do not want the fear that comes. Nevertheless, this is the old admonition: those who desire or will exchange liberty for security deserve neither. Yeah, you may have a sense of feeling safe, but you're going to trade off liberty too. You're going to feel both the security if they put troops on the streets during times of unrest. You're going to feel a sense of security, but you're also going to feel a sense of intimidation and fear. The federal government's power over you will increase. It will not decrease. You will adopt a more slavish mentality than you already have. And don't deny it, friends. You are slavish in your thinking. We all are. We all are terrified of this government. We're allowed to have certain levels of freedom still, emphasize the word allowed. But you see all the chatter out there amongst the political ruling class. Not only is the parasitic bureaucratic ruling class sucking off the $4 trillion buffet table in Washington, D.C., but so is the elected parasitic class sucking off it. They're already chattering about finding ways to control the internet, aren't they? Aren't they? The FCC is promulgating rules now to get some kind of control, access over the internet. They don't want you saying, they're going to let you believe you can say certain things. But they don't want you organizing. They don't want you connecting. They're terrified of the internet. It's something they can't control. So when they're terrified of something, guess what they're doing? They're going to bring the internet under their control. They're going to get it. So they may do some of it out of the under the guise of national security with that tough and steady presence right alongside the Trumpster. And you will exchange, most people will exchange, not you, listening audience, please understand when I'm talking about you, I'm not talking about you. Most people will willingly exchange a sense of security, they'll exchange their liberty for a sense of security. Unless, for some divinely ordained reason, the Veritas radio network shoots to the top, and we soon have 20 million listeners who will think clearly about the government, they're going to win this battle. All the power is on their side right now. I would say, let's say this, 99.7% of the power is on their side, and 0.3% is on our side. That makes it all the more important for you to become a Founders Pass member today, and I'm not kidding around about that. If we don't get this kind of talk out there before they shut it down by controlling the internet, then you're going to be left with what they allow. They allow mainstream conservative talk radio. Why? Because mainstream conservative radio is absolutely a zero threat to them. All the big names there, from Limbaugh to Hannity to Levin to Ingram, whoever else is Beck, they are all playing the status quo game. They are accepting the premise of the bipartisan, corrupt, morally bankrupt government that we deserve to exist. We are here because of some figment of our imagination called the Constitution. We are your rulers. And we're gonna let you guys have your big radio shows, and you guys can sit there and talk about how bad the Democrats are. We're okay with that, because there are people on the other side that are talking bad about the Republicans. We're okay with that. We're okay with you guys bashing each other. But don't you dare challenge the bipartisan, corrupt, morally bankrupt government. No, you challenge that. Well, we're gonna figure out ways to shut you down. We can't let that talk. We can't let talk of freedom penetrate the minds of the average person out there. No, 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 Kreslins. You get off your stupid show there, Kreslins. We will shut you down. You are not allowed to talk in terms of freedom. You can talk about Hillary, and you can beat her up and tell everybody why the FBI blew it and why she should be indicted. But don't you dare start pointing out the bipartisan, corrupt, autopilot, corrupt, morally bankrupt, evil, illegitimate government in Washington, D.C. No, you can talk about it as long as you got 4 listeners, Kreslins, but if you get to 10 listeners, well, we're gonna shut you down. We cannot have that kind of talk out there, Kreslins, so you better watch and see if you begin to muster, don't you think we're not watching you, Kreslins? If you actually build an audience out there of more than 3 or 4 people, well, you better buckle in, bucko. Bad things are coming your way. Let's go to the phone lines and talk to Eric in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Eric, welcome to the Mark Kreslin Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be. How are you on this fine Monday morning?
I'm doing outstanding. A little concerned, but everything seems to be going well.
Me too. I really am concerned, Eric, about this article. I've got another one I'm going to get to here in a moment as well. This should be a red flag to us, shouldn't it?
I believe so, and I guess the word that I was looking for and what scares me the most and what they're talking, I'm down here in Baton Rouge,
yes.
But I'm hearing things about martial law,
and if
that comes into existence, I mean, there are factions that are fighting the police, but if you want to take it a step further, martial law, that's going to be beyond the police, and we're going to have our federal government taking control over everything, and that... I'd rather have it local, and I don't want...
Eric, but doesn't that... I mean, this is what's troubling, but don't you also... I mean, I don't know if you agree with me on this or not, but tell me if you do. I think most people will exchange that liberty for a sense of security right now, don't you?
Oh, yes, without a doubt. And that's part of the problem that you guys are actually having by getting the word out, because they feel so comfortable and safe. They don't want to change. And they don't want to, you know, they don't even want to think about it. They just want to,
it's troubling.
Insane.
This article really caught my attention. Let me read it again real quick. I'll just read a paragraph out of this. Flynn, a registered Democrat but fierce critic of President Obama, previously ran the Defense Intelligence Agency, the DIA. So there's the big positive that I guarantee mainstream conservative talk radio is going to laud General Flynn. Why? Because he's a Democrat who's actually a fierce critic of President Obama. Then he goes on to write, the author of this article, the people who spoke with the Washington Post on Saturday did so on the condition of anonymity to discuss their private conversations in recent days with Trump's confidants and campaign ads. The turn towards a military figure is being driven by Trump himself rather than by his advisors, the people said, and comes as the real estate mogul is telling his friends that national unrest may demand a, quote, tough and steady presence alongside him on the ticket. The clocks and alarms should go off. This should be a red flag in everybody's mind about Donald Trump. He understands you guys are suffering it down there in Louisiana. I know I've been following some of the events down there. And so are major cities like Chicago and Dallas. There is national unrest right now. It is not going to get any better.
It's possibly going to get worse. And all I can say is that throw a name at you is Gramsci is achieving his goal. And we all have to understand that and be capable of. I'm getting close to I have to cut it off. I appreciate your time and I appreciate the show, and I'm going to continue listening. I just hate to have to call you when I'm driving.
I'm glad you do, though. Thanks, Eric.
Have a great day. Thank you.
You too, brother. No, this is it, guys. Eric sees it. I hope you see it. This is a red flag, folks. This is a major, major red flag on Donald Trump's thinking. It betrays his thinking. Now we're beginning to see the Donald Trump perhaps people should be concerned about. Do I think he's a novel figure? How could you not? If you've been involved in politics as long as I have and see a guy like Donald Trump come along and shake up status quo politics, and I see that as a positive, I continue to see it as a positive. But now we're beginning to see his thinking on things. We're beginning to see how he understands the role of the president. And as we go more and more into civil unrest, and don't think this is ending. This is the ultimate. I mentioned this last week when everybody was crushed that Comey, whatever his name is, FBI director, decided not to indict Hillary Clinton, and people, how could that happen? She's a criminal. The ability for people to suspend reality is stunning to me. I predicted this when this first became an issue, when I first came on the air in January. You don't indict the Clintons, but you don't indict unless they're a low level political elected official that have no powers, like William Jefferson down there in Baton Rouge, Louisiana, who hid the graft he was taking, $90,000 in his freezer. Unless you're a guy that doesn't mean anything, you're not going to get indicted. Yes, I know. What's his name? That general got indicted. But they were also prepared to expose his entire secret life, weren't they? And they did. We don't really know all of it. You got to understand, these guys know how to play hardball. They will kill to stay in power. You are not dealing with, when you're trying to take on a bipartisan, corrupt, morally bankrupt, massively evil government, the word evil should give us a little clue how far they'll go. They will kill you. These people play for keeps. We think this is some big, Serena versus Vanessa Williams. That's all this is. This is like the Wimbledon. Serena's a Republican and Vanessa's the Democrat. Oh, look at that serve. Oh, that was an ace. That was 123 miles an hour. Oh, she's rallying back, though. Here comes Vanessa. She's rallying back. This is not the Denver Broncos playing the Chicago Bears. These guys play for keeps. These guys will take you down. They will destroy your lives unless you have enough power to counter it. And Donald Trump, his thinking is towards more power than less power. I initially hoped that maybe he was the kind of guy that might work a deal with states that want to hashtag exit. Well, my thinking has changed on the Trumpster, if this report is accurate. He may see hashtag exit as national unrest and decide to hashtag stuff and tough and steady his lieutenant general to take command of land forces here. We're beginning to see a little bit of the Trump thinking. And it ain't so good, is it? Mayday, mayday, mayday. The Trump campaign is going down. However, we can count on mainstream conservative talk radio to come back in and say, well, you know, we're going to need a tough and steady hand during times of civil unrest. So Donald Trump is just saying what Hillary won't say. They both will do it. But we're beginning to see a little bit of we're understanding a little more clearly what the Trumpster will do. Now, maybe this is just a trial balloon, and other people will see that same, quote, tough and steady, quote, unquote, quote that's out there, and they'll grow as alarmed as I am, and maybe he'll pull down this trial balloon and go back to the Newtster, though I'm pretty sure Newt would share those same views. But we're beginning to see a little bit about how the Trumpster will approach the office of presidency should he win. Let's go back to the phone lines here. Talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, welcome to the Mark Reslin Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio the way it should be. What's on your mind, Chris? Good Monday morning down there in beautiful Florida.
Good morning, Mr. Creslin. How are you this fine day?
I am just fine and dandy, although I'm here very early in the morning on a Monday.
Well, I am well as well. I was calling to say this is good news, Mr. Creslin, because now we know, listen to the phrasing, they don't say civil unrest, they say national unrest.
Yes, yes.
You know what that could be to code for? Yeah. OCA exit. And we have an OCA exit attempt and say Oklahoma is not plagued by civil unrest, but they just get tired of being around everybody else being crazy and peacefully decide to do so, that's national unrest, by God, and we need a firm and strong and steady hand there to make sure that doesn't happen. We've got to right you people out there in Oklahoma.
I am reading it exactly the same way you are. This, you know, you heard me a few weeks or a few months ago. I said this, you know, Trump could be a net gain to the secession effort. Well, maybe I'm learning Trump maybe ain't that much of a net gain. And actually, he may be worse because of that very word, national unrest.
I remember the who is less likely to shoot you if you decide to leave.
Yes.
Poll.
I have to revise that poll now. Great. Well, you're right. I am deeply troubled by this. I when I saw this Saturday come out and I saw that, you know, the headline was he was considering a general, and then I read the article, I realized, Houston, we have a big problem here. This needs to be a red flag. But you and I both know that probably over there on mainstream conservative talk radio, this will be celebrated because he's a Democrat who hates Obama after all, and he's a general.
Only if he changes the letter in front of his name to an R. Otherwise, it's the worst thing that the Trump campaign could possibly do, and it's going to sink him and just get Hillary in.
It might be true. Well, I appreciate your insight as always, friend.
You have a wonderful day, sir.
Thanks for calling. Appreciate it. Folks, you can call, too, anytime you'd like at 844-527-8723. And I will tell you, as I was saying earlier, it is important that if you like what you're hearing here on the Crusade Channel, you're not going to get it anywhere else. Well, why not support our crusade and become a Founders Pass member today? And in doing so, you will gain instant access and download access to every episode of this show, along with other shows, like the show that follows my show, the Mike Church Show, hosted by my good friend Mike Church. If you were a Founders Pass member, you'd be able to download or listen live to his show. Same with my good friend Gregory Carpenter's Reverse Deception Show. It'll be up today at 12 o'clock. You can subscribe to the Founders Pass for as little as 23 cents a day, folks. That's all it's going to take. You can also choose between a monthly or yearly membership. And during the month of July, for every yearly membership, we will ship you an autographed copy of Humility of Heart signed by the new edition's editor, our very own Mike Church. That's right. He'll autograph it to you and ship it to you for free. You'll get it for free as part of your membership. But that's not all. As a special free gift, we are also offering a beautiful handmade wooden kitchen cutting board from our sponsor, our show sponsor, McClureBlock.com. If you become a founding father or crusader or make a $500 cash donation to our monthly crowdfunding campaign effort, if you become any one of those three, a founding father or a crusader, or a $500 cash contributor to our monthly crowdfunding campaign, then you are going to get in your hand a beautiful, handmade wooden kitchen cutting board. And I have one. I'm looking at it right now. Beautiful. But you only get that if you become a founding father or crusader. Please join our crusade today and become a Founders Pass member by going to veritasradionetwork.com/join, or I just click the join button, or you can call 866-483-3833. That's 866-483-3833, and they'll take your membership information over the phone and get you signed up. Folks, this really is important. You know, we're a growing network. There's no doubt about it. But when you start at zero, it's not hard to grow unless you're just really crummy. Then you're going to stay at zero. We're a growing network. We're number one right now out there, beating everybody else on Shoutcast. And so thank you for all of you who tuned in and listened this morning. We need to quadruple, tentuple that number. And because this is real business, folks. We are not kidding around here on the Veritas Radio Network. Yes, we all like radio. We all enjoy doing it. It is fun. I'm always humbled by the opportunity to come to the microphone and look at the numbers and see that you guys tune in and want to listen to any of my babble. And I think you want to listen to my babble because it's kind of your babble too. I'm just saying what you guys believe. But we all love radio. We all love doing it. It's fun. It's challenging. It's exciting. It's thrilling. It's live. By the way, because we're live, you can call anytime you'd like, 844-527-8723. Your wisdom is really necessary out here. I mean, Chris just pointed out a great point. The word national versus civil unrest. Well, looks like we might have a little Lincoln on our hands here, a mini Abraham. You know, Eric called earlier and agreed that people will exchange their liberty for a sense of security right now. So if we're going to change this at all, this network has got to get much bigger very quick. And the way that happens is by more and more of you becoming Founders Pass members. Thank you for those of you who already are. We wouldn't be number one out there right now if it weren't for you. So, a real thanks to you for contributing and becoming a Founders Pass member already. So, all right, folks. We're live, 844-5-CRUSADE, 844-527-8723. This is the Mark Kreslin Show here on the Crusade Channel, part of the Veritas Radio Network. Radio, the way it should be. We'll be right back.